I could easily see what the Canadian was driving at. In any event, I thought it best to let him have his chat, and we all three went to sit next to the beacon, where we were less exposed to the damp spray from the billows. "Now, Ned, we're all ears," I said. "What have you to tell us?"
"What I've got to tell you is very simple," the Canadian replied. "We're in Europe, and before Captain Nemo's whim takes us deep into the polar seas or back to Oceania, I say we should leave this Nautilus."
I confess that such discussions with the Canadian always baffled me. I didn't want to restrict my companion's freedom in any way, and yet I had no desire to leave Captain Nemo. Thanks to him and his submersible, I was finishing my undersea research by the day, and I was rewriting my book on the great ocean depths in the midst of its very element. Would I ever again have such an opportunity to observe the ocean's wonders? Absolutely not! So I couldn't entertain this idea of leaving the Nautilus before completing our course of inquiry. "Ned, my friend," I said, "answer me honestly. Are you bored with this ship? Are you sorry that fate has cast you into Captain Nemo's hands?" The Canadian paused for a short while before replying, then crossing his arms.
"Honestly," he said, "I'm not sorry about this voyage under the seas. I'll be glad to have done with it, but in order to have done with it, it has to finish. That's my feeling."
"It will finish, Ned."
"Where and when?"
"Where, I don't know. When, I can't say. Or rather, I suppose it will be over when these seas have nothing more to teach us. Everything that begins in this world must inevitably come to an end."